Rusty Quill presents.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
A stopped clock is right twice a day, but if it's running fast or slow, it's never right at all. Welcome back to Spirit Box Radio. Hello, faithful listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Spirit Box Radio Enlightenment segment. This week, I'm joined by Kitty the Investigator, thank goodness, who also happens to be my sister. Thanks for agreeing to talk on the show, Kitty.
No problem. This isn't my first rodeo after all. It's at least my third or fourth rodeo.
Right. So I thought we could talk about, I don't know, I was going to ask about being Madame Marie's investigator, but now I'm looking at these questions.
Well, as much as I'm flattered by the interest on the forums, I don't know what more to say about the house, I'm sorry. I was there. I was trapped there for what felt like a day or two. But when I came out, months had passed. Extremely disorientating.
Certainly sounds it.
I mean, I suppose I could talk about Madame Marie.
That would be nice. Thank you.
Okay. She wasn't a very good mother.
Kitty!
What? I don't like to mince my words. Dealing with Anna my whole life has taught me not to bother.
Very fair and valid of you.
Thank you. In seriousness, though, she wasn't a very good mother. And Madame Marie was not the most beloved person in Arcanism, either. We didn't like her. They were suspicious of her. They were like that because she was powerful. There were many that hated Spirit Box Radio. They didn't like the idea of blending Arcanism and community like that. And as soon as she disappeared, you took over the show. Whatever else, you're heir to that. And that's going to make you dangerous.
Heir to that?
Gods, you've not forgotten about what she scratched into the floor.
No. I mean, that's not something you forget.
I know. But that's the thing. Remember what M said about words of power? They work because they've been used thousands, maybe millions of times, right?
Yes.
I'm thinking, maybe, there's a lot more to Spirit Box Radio than just a continuous Spirit Box broadcast. Maybe it's about, I don't know, fast tracking that process. I mean, let's just think a minute, like, what do we actually know about this show? Off the top of my head, I can say it was started about a decade ago, after the house collapsed on top of you, but before you woke up.
After what?
The old house, the now impossible one, you know? It collapsed on you.
When?
The night of your 7th birthday. Anna said she'd told you pretty much everything. That's a hell of a thing to leave out.
You did burst up through the floorboards. It sort of derailed her. And then you threw up over everything.
Yes, I remember. Thank you. Well, not entirely sure what happened. There was a storm. Me and Anna came down and you were tied to a giant pentagram. Madame Marie was splashing blood onto you and then the house came down. But Madame Marie dragged me and Anna out before it happened.
Bathsheba, what?
I mean, there's not a lot else for me to say, really. We spent about 6-7 hours digging through the rubble. And when we found you, your head was pretty bashed up, and Madame Marie put you in the boot, and we drove here.
She put me in the boot?
Well, we couldn't put you in the back seat. You were covered in blood and sort of glowing in the face region.
Glowing in the face region?
You slept for 6 years, give or take. Imagine there was a lot to work through.
6 years asleep?
I mean, we took you to the hospital eventually. When you didn't wake up after a day or two, Anna figured you'd die if we didn't, and Madame Marie couldn't come up with a solid excuse not to take you. So they kept you there for a few months. Kitted you up with a bunch of wires, tubes, you know the drill. Eventually, they said there was nothing they could do for you, so we brought you home.
Why has nobody mentioned this?
Sam, I'm not going to lie to you. I won't. But it's a painful thing to remember. I don't want to think about it. I'm telling you about it now. I thought maybe. Well, I thought everything before the collapse was gone, but I mean, when you woke up, I thought you'd remember you'd been asleep. And I got why you wouldn't want to talk about it. I mean, it was gradual at first, a few scattered minutes here and there until eventually you'd be awake for days at a time.
Don't you think maybe it's significant that the house fell on me and it's just reappeared out of nowhere and started to, I don't know, lure people? That before that it was repelling them and now it's trying to consume them or something?
The house has been there sometimes ever since it collapsed.
So, whilst I was asleep?
Yeah. Once I started working for her properly when I turned 18, she'd send me there all the time. Sometimes there it was, others not. There's no pattern, no regularity. When he tried to walk up to it back then, it just sort of receded. The closer you got, the further away it seemed, like the front part was just getting longer and longer. It changed a bit about 4 years ago. That's when it started to feel like there was someone inside it, someone I knew and liked, but I shouldn't bother them. It was the same when Madame Marie would go and check on it, and when she sent Astrid that one time, but that did not go as well as anyone wanted.
Why? What happened to Astrid?
Well, she figured out that if she stood by the garden gate with no intention of going in, the house didn't repel her. The defence mechanism wasn't triggered. So she threw a shoe through the window, and an old man in a house 3 streets away broke his nose when it hit him.
That is one hard throw.
Yeah, Astrid's got a good underarm, but she heard the glass shatter. shoes not known for their aerodynamic properties. To travel it that far, she'd have to be a machine. Even I couldn't manage it. The man whose nose broke was also peppered with tiny shards of glass. It was like the house took the shoe and spat it out somewhere else.
It didn't like the shoe.
Clearly not.
Should have given it the boot instead.
Quite. Anyway, so Madame Marie started Spirit Box Radio whilst you were asleep, and that's when the house started appearing on and off. Now, I don't know this for sure. I haven't tried to organise the data, and to be totally honest, when I went to look at the house, I wasn't exactly taking very scientific notes, but anecdotally, I'm pretty sure the house was changing, like appearing more than sopping out its defence mechanism, as the listenership for the show grew.
Gods, you're right, Kitty. The forums were set up 4 years ago.
Right, the same time as the house changed tactics the first time. So the house and the show are connected. But what changed to make it start to lure people in?
Madame Marie, that was when she... You sent an email not long after she'd gone. You were talking about the house, describing it pushing you away. You didn't know she'd disappeared, so maybe your visit was before it happened. And then, the next time you went...
The next time I went, it lured me inside. And she was definitely... gone. Hang on. Here. Some notes Madame Marie gave me before she sent me on that last trip. They're about the house, so maybe there's something here that's...
Some of the words are underlined.
Yeah, for emphasis.
She wants to emphasise the word the.
Give it. The gate. No? You're right, it's definitely just the. How many of these have the red underlines?
Most of them. No, all of them.
Spread them out.
Brokered, save, the, was, boy, end.
Deal, now, the, save, is. So deal and brokered go together, probably.
And the end is nigh.
So the deal was brokered.
The end is nigh.
Save the boy.
You don't think that's me?
I'm almost certain it is, but... Or... Wait, they're dated. The dates are consecutive in each segment we put together, look. So make them all consecutive.
The deal was brokered. Save the boy or the end is nigh. The man in the flat cap and shell suit, you know, the one who walks here and there, whatever you want to call him, he makes deals with arcanists and, I don't know, he traps them or something? Takes them?
Sort of like the house. Lures you inside and traps you there.
So the house is connected to him somehow?
Yeah, because of you, dummy. You're almost definitely the guy's kid, whoever he is.
But it still doesn't make any sense. What deal was brokered, and what does saving me have to do with the end of the world, if that's even what it's talking about?
I don't know. Maybe this shell suit guy will start something if you're harmed.
But he's never shown an interest in me before.
I mean, that's not the only thing. This isn't exactly a very good secret message, is it? It just took us putting them in the right order. I only haven't noticed it, because I haven't been able to bring myself to look at them since, you know.
Yeah, if I can work it out, it's not very complicated.
I mean, no offence.
None taken.
I wonder, do you have any chalk?
Here. What kind of arcanist doesn't have chalk? A summoning circle.
Do you know the words for a revealing spell?
No.
Okay, it's easy. I invoke protection for no more misdirection. I will receive the truth.
I invoke protection for no more misdirection. I will receive the truth.
I invoke protection for no more misdirection. I will receive the truth. Damn. Nothing. Ugh. Blue like clear sky, the truth shall not hide. By this circle drew, I will know what is true. No. Sly and sleuth, I invoke truth. Nothing. Last one was a dead end anyway, just a thing Annie used to say.
I bet she'd be able to tell us if there was anything else hidden here.
Probably. You know, she doesn't like to talk about her thing.
I know.
It's best not to bother her with this. The only reason she didn't insist on sitting in with you today is because she knew I'd be here.
She worries too much.
I don't know. I think she worries just the right amount, but in all the wrong places.
There's another one, I think. It's in the little book of big magic.
I doubt something that's referenced there is going to be of much help to us.
Well, yeah, but maybe it's a double bluff.
It's already a double bluff because of the cipher.
No, a double bluff.
A triple bluff.
Whatever, anyway. Through your web of lies, you will open my eyes. Loosen your lips, speak to me, and give me only honesty.
Fire!
Oh, blood. 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 God. Ugh. Look, the ashes. Does that look like...
A rose wreathed in chains? Yes, it does.
Hang on, I've seen something like this somewhere. Here. Look.
The Unrelenting. That's a heart in chains, not a rose. Is that... That can't be a true Arcanist tarot.
I found it.
Where? They're so rare. Almost all of them were just...
When the witches were being targeted, I know.
No, Sam, it was the witches that destroyed them. These decks are crew power like nobody's business. Who gave this to you?
Nobody. I found it here in the studio under a floorboard.
These are all the major and minor arcana. And these metal cards. What do they mean?
No idea, but I've seen the heart and chain somewhere else too. Oliver the Florist, he has a tattoo of it where his throat meets his chest, right between his collarbones. I know you've probably met him, but you might not have seen it. He's usually wearing the hoodie, you know? It covers it up.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, no.
Well, I have.
Cards are fascinating.
Gitty, aren't you going to ask how I've seen it?
What?
Oliver's tattoo?
Why? From where you described it, he'd just need to shift his clothes down a little and be right there.
I saw him shirtless, that's what I'm saying, Kitty. I was trying to be subtle.
That was your attempt at subtlety. God help you.
Well, you didn't get it.
There's no indication of subtlety, dear.
Fine.
You like him, don't you?
Yeah. I went back to the shop. It was shuttered up. The windows were boarded. There was no sign of life there at all. He's gone.
See why you like him?
Kitty! He said it was a mistake. He said he shouldn't have spoken to me at all, that it was all a bad idea.
I think this might be an off-the-air kind of conversation.
Right. Okay. You're probably right, but... The faithful listeners, I feel better once I've spoken to them about things like this. I don't know why, but I just... I find it so much easier to talk when I know they're listening.
Hmm.
What do you mean,
Concerns me as all.
Okay.
Come on, you need to wrap up your episode. Talking about how much you like speaking to your listeners. Here you are, neglecting them.
Oh, of course. Faithful listeners, I hope you don't feel neglected. That certainly wasn't my intention. This was certainly a very enlightening installment of the Enlightenment segment, though perhaps not in the ways I originally intended. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I... Well, I didn't enjoy it exactly, but I did learn a lot. I always love spending time with Kitty. Thank you so much for tuning in, faithful listeners. And remember, don't post in the thread about the man in the flat cap and shell suit. If you have any information about whatever's going on here, about this situation, post it in the new Research and Recon thread. For now, though, I've been your host, Sam Enfield, and I bid you all a restful night. Spirit Box Radio is a podcast distributed by Hanging Sloth Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 Sharealike International License. It was created by me, Pippin Adromager, the voice of Sam Enfield. Jesse Jeffrey is the voice of Kitty Enfield. Music is by Maybe Wednesday. If you like the show, let us know on Twitter at Hanging Sloths or stop by at our website, hangingslothstudios.com. If you'd like to help us keep making Spirit Box Radio, you can send us a tip on ko-fi.com/hangingsloths or become a slothling on Patreon at patreon.com/hangingslothstudios, where you can get early access to episodes, plus loads of other great rewards. You can buy merch in our coffee shop, links in the description. Spirit Box Radio is recorded in front of a dead studio audience.
in, get spooky.